What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. 7:02 on a football Friday as the Birds look to go 2-0. Week number two, taking on the San Francisco 49ers at Lincoln Financial Field. It will be the home opener for the Birds, opening their schedule at Lincoln Financial Field. The first time everyone is allowed back in the building. It's going to be nuts on Sunday down in the area, in the building in general, and certainly tomorrow at Xfinity Live, where you might as well stay at Live Casino. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You might want to stay there. But look, again, Devon Givens with you until 10. Tyler Zuli is here, 9:45. You'll have his leftovers. We'll get to our weekly NFL picks this week, because last week Tyler wasn't here, so we didn't do it. And, hey, you know, it was what it was. And, you know, we'll start off week number two and we'll go from there. So we'll take your phone calls tonight. You know how we're going to do it. We're going to do it this way. We're going to talk to you about what you believe the Philadelphia Eagles need to do in order to take down the 49ers tomorrow. How can they beat them? What do they need to do? Star of the game. That's what we asked you for last week. We want to get that again from you as well, to get the star of the game, how this whole thing plays out. And one of the questions, and Tyler came up with a really good question for us tonight, is, look, San Fran and Atlanta are totally different. They're totally different. But the question that Tyler had asked me that we wanted to throw to you guys tonight is, what is the main threat that San Francisco does that poses a problem for the Birds that Atlanta did not? Atlanta, no matter what they tried to do, it did not work. Anything. Yes, in the first two drives, their first two series, they had success. They racked up over 100 yards, and they found a way to get 6 points out of that two field goals. But you have to give the Eagles their credit for not allowing them to get six and a touchdown and an extra point, two-point conversion, whatever. They did their part. They slowed things down. They did not allow the point total to add up. And then you saw what happened. It started to just build. And Bill, and Eagles win 32-6. Everybody's feeling really good now, listening to the morning show, hearing Anthony and Andrew, Mike, Ty, and Jen, and everybody that has called into all three shows on the John Kincaid Show as well. You hear the excitement, but people are trying to make sure that they don't get too carried away with their expectations. And that is something that, you know, I like to hear, because it's only week one. But with that being said, we're already hearing people who believe that the Eagles are going to beat San Francisco on Sunday. It's going to be a much tougher game, a much better opponent, and the Philadelphia Eagles are in a good spot, according to a lot of people, myself included. While I still think San Fran is the better team, they can show us all something on Sunday to have us say, all right, I was trying to be good, I was trying not to go too far overboard. I cannot help myself now. It's what it is. The Eagles are this. But in order for them to do so, they're going to have to beat this team, which is, again, the San Francisco 49ers, who won last week 41-33 over the Detroit Lions. Lions had success in the second half against that defense led by D'Amico Ryans, who's now the defensive coordinator, taking over for Robert Saleh, who's the head coach now of the New York Jets. There's something there that is still good. They were up by 21 points at the half, 31-10 over Detroit. Things changed in the fourth quarter, 16-3. We've seen it before. We've seen it all happen. Prevent defense. You do that. All of a sudden, teams get back in it. They get the momentum. Detroit is at home. Jared Goff throwing the football all over the place. He's three touchdowns now, only one interception. Things are happening for Detroit. The crowd is into it. The defense is now amped up. It is all working out for the Detroit Lions. But maybe there's something there that you saw, if you were paying attention to that game or going back and looking at that game or reading and finding out about that game to do your research and your homework for this Eagles matchup with San Fran, that you feel like, all right, the Eagles can get them, but San Francisco does pose this problem that Atlanta doesn't. What is it? Here's what I'll say. Number one, the head coach is much better. Shanahan versus Smith, rookie head coach. Last week, He got knocked down. He got knocked down. That offense did nothing against the Eagles' defense, only putting up 6 points on the board. So if I was to answer that question, which I am, a threat that San Fran poses that Atlanta did not, their offense, the 49ers offense on Sunday, will be much better than the Atlanta defense simply because Kyle Shanahan is looked at as one of the best, if not the best, offensive mind in football right now. One more thing that I'll say that they pose that Atlanta did not. Multiple defensive problems that could slow down the Philadelphia Eagles offensive attack that put up 32 points last week. They have, as we know, Fred Warner. Jamie talked about that as a linebacker who is very underrated. A little underrated out there. Nick Bosa, obviously, we all know who he is. And Dee Ford as well. And don't forget about Arik Armstead, who is also along that defensive front that will cause problems and can make things difficult. Jimmy Ward on the back end, you know who he is, as well as a player who is very talented and at the cornerback position could pose problems as well. We'll see how it all plays out. So if I were to say the two things that they pose a problem for the Eagles on Sunday that Atlanta did not last week, it's that their head coach and offensive coordinator will devise some things that will get them in the end zone against this Jonathan Gannon defense. And on the other side, DeMeco Ryans has some talent where they can cause some problems for the Philadelphia Eagles offense led by Jalen Hurts. So what threat does San Fran pose that Atlanta did not last week? 610-632-0975. The easy answer, of course, is you'll come in and say they're just simply better. We know that, but you know, when we talk about these things, you guys are big-time Eagle fans, guys, gals. You big-time Eagle fans. You always come with some really good points about why the Birds are bad or why the Birds are good. And I've heard a lot of really good stuff this week. And now that we are just a few days away from kickoff against San Francisco at home at Lincoln Financial Field, I want to know from you. As you lay out your expectation for this game upcoming against San Francisco, how they will beat them, how they might lose this game, and why they might lose this game, what problems do they pose that the Eagles need to be ready for on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers? 610-632-0975. Devon Gibbons running with you until 10 o'clock here tonight. No more Fan Fest tickets. We're done with that now, so we're not doing anything with that. We will have our weekly NFL picks at 9:15 with Tyler Zuli. We got to catch up since we didn't do it last week. And at Tyler Zuli is 9:45 leftovers, as always, weeknights here on 97.5 The Fanatic on the show. So let's talk about that. How did the Birds get it done? Your predictions for the game. We continue that like we always do. Mike did it. We do it. We're going to continue to do it all season long. Everybody but two people last week. We had a full show last week. All but two callers picked the Birds. Everybody picked the Eagles last week. I want to see what the ratio is tonight as we get closer to the game. How you're feeling coming off of week 1. It's a lot easier to feel good, of course, coming off of a big win over the Atlanta Falcons. But now you're looking in the face of a team that is said to be pretty good as well. More of a contender on your schedule right now, despite the fact that they lost Jason Verrett last week for the rest of the season due to injury. They're still a good football team until they are not. So how do the Eagles get it done? What type of problems did they pose that Atlanta did not? 610-632-0975. So we'll have some fun with that. We'll get into the Phillies later on as they start off a 3-game series this weekend against the Mets in New York. Man, they need this one, and they need their guy, their ace on the mound tonight, Zach Wheeler, to start things off and get things rolling for this baseball team. They hung up a 15 spot last night. I didn't see it coming because they got down 7-0 very early, but they found a way to come back, pick up the win. 3 games back now in the division, 2.5 in the wild card. They still need some help, but hey, help yourself by beating the Mets with these 3 in New York. 610-632-0975. Let's start there, and we'll also continue to take down your predictions as we go for this game this weekend right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We start off in Phoenixville with Andrew tonight on the 97.5. What's up, Drew? How you doing?
Good evening again. How are you?
Sounds good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Do you already look at the Phillies? They're down by 10 already in the second inning. I can't believe it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Already tonight, they're already down by 10, and the game hasn't even started yet.
There you go. That's what they do.
I know, exactly. So my question posing to you guys, to you and Tyler, is who is the one determining factor, player who's going to either lose this game for the Eagles or win this game for the Eagles? So my determining factor is going to be Jalen Hurts, because last week he was able to run all over the Atlanta Falcons defense. He saw the open holes. He was able to create more room for himself to get other players wide open. Forgive me if I say the term wrong. Maybe the QB, the person on the defense who hunts the, who basically stalks the QB.
Oh, spy. Quarterback spy.
Thank you. I don't know who that's going to be this weekend for the 49ers, but obviously Atlanta did not do that last week very well. So he was able to run all over them. I have a feeling that he is going to, if he's able to, get outside the pocket and create better, plays for himself. So they have to worry about him as well. So I think he's going to be that determining factor to win this game.
Yeah, the quarterback play and how he does it overall, how he reads a much better defense, where they have the talent, they have enough experience out there where they could pose a problem. I hear you.
I have a feeling that if Mariota can control Nicholas
Bosa
on the defense. Bosa, thank you.
Okay.
If they're able to control him, I think we have a very legitimate shot at winning this game, because he is such a beast. And obviously, as you said, there were other players on defense, but I think Bosa is probably one of the better players of that defense. Would you agree or not?
Yeah, so when you asked that question, my answer was going to be, I was going to let everybody else get started before I shared mine, but mine...
Oh, I apologize.
No, it's fine, because mine are the two the two tackles, Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. Yeah. Those will be my two that will be the reason why they win. If Jalen Hurts has enough protection, of course, obviously it's the entire five along the front line, but... If we talk about those two because of Ford and Bosa and how good they are and the problems that they can pose, as Tyler's question goes here, then that gives Jalen Hurts the chance to do his part, whether it's with his arm or his legs. Obviously, we want it to be both. If they're able to do that and hold up their end of the bargain there, Drew, then I think the Eagles will be in a good spot. So give us the score, man, and let us know what you think this one is going to be.
I'm gonna continue from last night. I think it's still going to be a low-scoring game because of the defenses. They're going to battle each other out, but I think it's still going to be a 17-14 Eagles win.
17-14, that's a low score, man. Yeah, okay.
Because I think both defenses are so good that they have to feel each other out to realize, who's going to make that first mistake.
Okay.
Who's going to make that big issue mistake? And I think they're going to make it because we have the better wide receivers.
Okay. Debo Samuel is no slouch. He was pretty good last week. Drew, thanks for the call, man. Enjoy your weekend. Hopefully we see you tomorrow at FanFest. And yes, mine would be, as we said, the star of the game. If I were to give a reason, which I just did to Andrew, my star of the game would be two of them together and just combining the two offensive linemen on the edges, where you have Jordan Mailata as the left tackle, Lane Johnson as that right tackle. Those are my two that are going to be the keys to holding things up and having any type of success on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. 610-632-0975 right there. 17-14, Andrew with the score. Birds once again improving to 2-0 on this young season. Let's go to Devin in Woodbury Heights next. What's up, Dev?
Hey, what's going on, fam? I hope you're having a blessed day. Hope to see you tomorrow, too.
Thank you, man. You got to find me.
Man, I'll be searching for you, my man.
All right, appreciate it.
I think the key, to be honest, the defense, everybody would say the defense, to try to control the defense, just work out. Hopefully Nick Sirianni works with what Jalen Hurts is good at and doesn't go away from the game plan.
Which he did last week.
Yes. And I honestly think the big reason is Rich Gannon. And I think it's
Jonathan Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon, yeah. I keep saying Rich Gannon.
It's all good.
Oakland Raiders.
No, I get it.
I think the two main factors are Steven Nelson and Darius Slay, and try to neutralize George Kittle and Debo Samuel so they don't get no passing in, and try to look for someone else. Because, you know, even before last year, it wasn't a good year, but the last 5 years, we've been, top 10 rushing, and try to let them beat us with the run. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. My key components will be for us to...
It makes sense. And you come in feeling good. They played well last week. Calvin Ridley did not get off. Justin Gage didn't do anything. Kyle Pitts did not have a big day either. But once again, now we're talking about a different offensive mind where Kyle Shanahan put up 41 last week on Detroit. Still an NFL team. They put up 41 points because of how good their offense was. So that's a great point. With Slay, an early test for him. With Ridley, you passed that test. And you'll see how it goes. He did not travel last week. He stayed on that one side, and I would assume he's going to do that again, as they played a lot of zone, and he was able to do what he needed to do, come up, play the football a little bit, and attack that ball and drive at the ball as it was on its way. So this one is going to be a good test for both corners, as you laid it out.
Yep. And so the main key components is Jonathan Gannon, man. He's got to just make sure nothing goes behind him. You know what I mean? Right. And I think the prediction will be 31-21 Philly. Wow. And we're going to neutralize him.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. Dev, see you tomorrow, man.
Okay.
All right. You have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Man, look at that. The optimism for the birds once again is there. And it's not going. It appears it's not going anywhere. People are going to stand behind the birds until there's a reason not to. Going to stand behind. Like our callers like to say, Jamal and others like to say it, 17-0 until they lose a game. And you feel confident about what they could do against the San Francisco team, then this is what we're going to be writing down tonight about this team. Now, here's the thing. Let's remember that. Yes, it was only Detroit last week where they put up 41. Only Detroit. Can't you say the same thing for the Atlanta Falcons? It was only the Atlanta Falcons. So if they're able to put up 41 and you're able to put up 31, shouldn't the same type of respect be laid at their feet? Now, I understand that they are on the road, and I've said this for the second straight week. They are. They're missing their starting running back. But it was just plug and play where Elijah Mitchell goes off for 104 yards on 19 carries, where he averaged 5.5 a touch with the score. Jamichael Hasty, the backup, one carry, one touchdown, one reception, 15 yards. And Garoppolo passed the ball 25 times, 17 for 25, only one touchdown. And he put up a 41 spot. Put up a 41 spot. Now, the defense did have a touchdown. That's pretty good. You would like for the Eagles to do the same thing. That's why the corners, as Devin just laid out, are very important. Maybe make something happen. Let's get a big play from the defense that results in something going the other way and taking it to the house. That place would go crazy if it happened that way. 610-632-0975. So we'll take your predictions against the 49ers this weekend, opening up the link for the schedule for the Birds this season, how they get it done, and what type of threat are you more worried about with San Fran that you weren't worried about, of course, with the Atlanta Falcons last week. 610-632-0975. We'll start off on the phones when we get back. Mark is there. Greg is there. Everybody else that's there. We got you when we return. Once again, 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. I'm hanging out with you tonight until 10 on this Football Friday. And the Football Friday on the Fanatic is brought to you by Pump Man Philly. Need a water pump expert for your facility? Contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. All right, get at us on the other side, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, right here until 10, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Birds, 49ers, Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field to start off the home schedule. We're talking about it here in this 7 o'clock hour, which is brought to you by the Grace Auto Group. For low-mileage Acuras, Lexus, BMWs, and F-150s, visit graceautopa.com. Grace Auto Group on Route 1 in Morrisville, PA, just minutes from Northeast Philly and Trenton. Got time to go get one tomorrow and drive down the Fan Fest. Go check out my folks. Check out the inventory again at graceautopa.com. 610-632-0975. As we sit here and discuss the birds a little bit, get your prediction, see where you are so far. The first two calls that we have taken, Andrew and Devin, both have picked the Philadelphia Eagles to defeat the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. 17-14 for Andrew, 31-21 for Devin as well. We'll get our picks for the week for the league at 9:15 from Tyler and I. And at 9:45, we'll get the leftovers from Tyler Zuli on this Football Friday here on The Fanatic. Let's go back to the phones. 610-632-0975. We'll get to Tyler and get his thoughts on this very topic with the Birds and the 49ers. But first, we speak to Mark in Frankfurt tonight on The Fanatic. Mark.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's good to talk about the Birds, even though only 1 week. They look really good and giving a lot of people a lot of good reason to feel good about this weekend's game.
Yeah, I got us winning 55-50, high-scoring game.
High-scoring game, that's a lot.
Yeah, a lot of points, a lot of points. I got Jalen Hurts running for like 3 TDs. And, yeah, he's going to do his thing, like 400 yards, passing.
Man, how you see this happening against that San Francisco defense?
I don't know. I see him having a good game. I see him just breaking out. Nobody believes in him, and I think he'll come up.
I think a lot of people believe in him a lot more after what they saw last week.
Right. Yeah, I've just been reading stuff, so.
Well, look, man, that's a big number. I will certainly remember this one, Mark, if they are able to do something like that. What'd you have on Simmons?
Yeah. Is he getting traded for Kyrie? What's up with that?
Kyrie?
Yeah, I've seen something this week about that.
Nah, I saw that where it was laid out there that maybe they should look into something like that. And at this point, man, we've exhausted, Mark, so many different trade scenarios, so many proposals, so many possible players to come back to Philadelphia in return. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. That the Kyrie Irving thing, that was just something to throw out there because they have to. They have enough. Maybe they're missing some defense. He would be that defensive player on the wing. Kyrie Irving could come here and help Joel Embiid with the offense. He and Tobias Harris, and that's how that would go. But that was just something that is just thrown out there. And again, that's just more of where everything has been touched on as far as Simmons to Minnesota, Cleveland, Toronto, Golden State, Portland, obviously, and so many other franchises that he might go to. And this Kyrie Irving thing, and why do they need all three stars there with them? They can have Simmons as their wing defender with those other two guys that can score the way that they do. Therefore, the pressure would not be on him to have to go out there and perform offensively the way that we may want him to do here with how things are presented. So that's probably all that is. We've seen it a couple of times with that. Don't think that that's going to be a big thing. 610-632-0975. I don't get that one, but let's go to Greg in Bethlehem here, talk about the Birds a little bit. Greg, how you doing, friend?
Hey, Devon. Good. Interesting speculation this week, since I think most of us were surprised, maybe not by the fact that the Birds won, but the magnitude of the win and how dominant they looked. I think the key to this game coming up for me is the play of our linebackers.
Good one.
You know, I don't know if Jonathan Gannon shut down Atlanta's run or if they just went away from it. But they were gashing us pretty good there for a bit. And I don't know whether his scheme changed to stop that or if for whatever reason they just went away from it. But, you know, my biggest concern is a team that can just can run it down our throats. And I don't know if San Fran can do that, but, you know, that's, I think, the most aggravating and demoralizing situation. You know, a team that can run it strongly, you just can't stop.
Well, that's one of the things that, as we talk with Jamie, they like to run a lot in San Francisco, so much where he mentioned that Mark Schlereth was on the morning show, the John Kincaid show, and said that among the teams that he had talked to, over 10 teams, that they're trying to get down the philosophy of how Kyle Shanahan likes to run the football because they do it so effectively.
Sure. Well, and the other thing is included in that is the misdirection. Mm-hmm. You know, with all the misdirection, the linebackers have to stay home, which is going to mean, you know, gap discipline and a lot of solo tackles. So, you know, Jonathan Gannon's got his work cut out for him, you know, trying to scheme that up. But, I think the linebackers are key. And
let's not forget about the George Kittle angle of it, where you don't want him, you know, hurting you as much as he can as right. that weapon out there opposite. You know, he's going to be at the tight end spot, but we know how effective he is. Where right. the linebacker is going to have to play their part in helping out. If they decide to go with the corner or safety, you're going to have to help out, and the linebacker is going to have to be strong in that area.
Yeah, you might have to double him and take him
sure.
away.
Yeah.
And make them beat you with some other weapon. You know, you might have to do that. It'd be an interesting adjustment. I think the Birds will win 21-17. It's kind of where I'm going. I don't think it's going to be a super high-scoring game.
Oh, you mean 55-50 is too low for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't go there, but I'm thinking 21-17 might be a reasonable range to expect.
But that would be a really good defensive performance by the Eagles if they only give up 17 points to the 49ers on Sunday, Greg. Yep.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I mean, hopefully we'll get a pick. You know, it'd be nice to get some turnovers.
That's what I said, yeah. Get that turnover. Let me ask you this before we let you go. Has anything changed for you as far as how you look at them based on what you saw against Atlanta?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel, well, going in, I had no idea what to expect. I thought the team was going to look disorganized and off timing, and it was going to look like preseason. And, you know, all of those things were not true. I mean, they looked like it was a veteran crew with veteran coaches, and everybody was on the same page. So everything surprised me, really.
All right. You got it, man. Listen, Greg, enjoy the game. Have a great weekend. Will we see you tomorrow?
No, I can't make it tomorrow, unfortunately. I was hoping to, but I can't.
Well, we'll catch you at the next one or whatever event we can meet up. All right, man?
Thanks, Devon.
Enjoy the weekend. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. 21-17, Greg goes with the Birds over the San Francisco 49ers. So far, again, everybody there is right on the money with how they feel about the Birds. A little surprising. Honestly, just a little surprising that so many people are going in that direction, because I thought with how everybody has been really even keeled, it has picked up as the week has gone on and you get closer and closer, but everyone's been pretty even keeled, really have. And seems like people legitimately believe that the Eagles are good enough, not going any further than week number two, good enough to beat the San Francisco 49ers. And that's what we're getting so far with all the phone calls that we have taken, the four that we have laid out so far, Andrew, Devin, Mark, and Greg all picking the Eagles to beat the San Francisco 49ers. Are you in agreement with them? If so, 610-632-0975. Please lay out why. And if you're not, if you're on the other side and you don't think the Eagles are going to win because this one is going to be too hard for them, please explain that side as well as we go until 10 o'clock, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, good evening. Want to get your thoughts on this as well and see where you are on the birds and how this one matches up.
Yeah, good evening to you as well. I got a quick question for you before we get started. Did you bring your controller? Your PlayStation controller?
I did not.
Because that's the only way you're getting 55-50.
55-50.
Is if you're playing Madden.
You didn't like that.
No. But, you know, I was going to ask you, because it's an interesting thought you just posed was, and it's true that a lot of people have been very even-keeled. They've been very one game at a time. They've been very, I think, rational and methodical and thought a lot of things out. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it started to trend a little bit more towards homerism a little bit yesterday and today. But to your point, you said, you know, you weren't expecting this. I was.
Really?
As soon as they won a game, I was.
Okay.
Not to say that I was expecting them to beat the Falcons. I mean, you and I both went on record and picked the Falcons. Didn't expect a win, much less a blowout.
Yep.
But as soon as you win one game, confidence starts to build. And this city is, while very smart and very thoughtful about their sports topics and sports conversations, does fire from the hip very frequently and is a little bit kind of doing things out of feel, you know, having these conversations out of feel. As soon as they win a game, it's the thought processes go out the window. And it's conversation like, can they win? Yeah, we had a guy with 13 wins last night. And I know that that's the outlier, right? But
yeah,
the conversation goes from, yeah, it'd be nice if they could get to 6 or 7 and play some competitive football too. They beat the Falcons and now all of a sudden it's 10. So this doesn't surprise me that this is ramped up so significantly.
I was more relying on the people to make that decision after they beat the 49ers to go in that direction. Going into the Dallas game, no DeMarcus Lawrence now, Lyle Collins issues on the offensive line with him missing the 5 games starting this weekend in LA against the Chargers, and seeing that Tampa can put some, you know, they put some points up, probably a little more they should have put up if it weren't for that one Godwin fumble at the goal line. And, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, you can kind of understand where the expectations might change a little bit after 2 games and you beat someone like San Fran. Until San Fran is not good, they are good.
Well, and that's kind of where my thought process lies is, we talked about this before the season started. There's every single team looks at the schedule, and we did it, didn't really go game by game, but we looked at it and went, okay, even a rebuilding Eagles team should beat the Jets, right? Should beat the Lions. And then every other fan base, right? The fans in Atlanta, probably when the schedule came out, they went, okay, we might not be very good, but the Falcons should beat the Eagles, right? So you have everybody has those conversations. And expectations and goalposts move as the game goes on and as the season goes on. That Atlanta team is not good.
It was
not. And I don't know how good the Eagles really are. I still think they're pretty flawed. There's a lot of holes, a lot of question marks.
But they didn't show any of that.
Correct.
On Sunday against Atlanta.
What I got from that game was a potentially bad to good. There's a large margin for the Eagles. Bad to good team. Beat a horrendous to bad team in the Falcons. Now you got to step up.
Because the only issues you had were the false starts. That will clean itself up. So other than that, they showed us nothing for us to worry about yet.
But that will also haunt you if that happens
again.
Yeah,
but those guys aren't going
to
do that.
In a game like this compared to a game like Atlanta.
Yeah, but I don't expect the guys who made the mistakes, specifically Lane Johnson. Sam Alu was there too. Sometimes you, all right, but I don't foresee that happening again. 610-632-0975. That's Tyler Zuli. He'll have the leftovers at 9:45, 9:15. We'll give our weekly NFL selections for week number 2 in the National Football League. By the way, Atlanta is in Tampa, so we again may not find out another answer except for they're bad for two straight weeks because I'd expect Tampa to do their number against Atlanta. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Lansdowne and DeMond here on the Fanatic. What's up, DeMond?
Hey, DeVon, what's going on, good brother? How you, man?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, not much, man. Just pulling up home, actually. I'm listening to you guys right on
Thank
the phone.
You.
On the radio, you know I'll listen to you.
Yeah, I know you do. Appreciate it.
I got a little complaint. Not a complaint, but I want to hear your opinion about this, right?
Yeah.
Every year is a new year, right? Every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with the Eagles, with that being said, the Eagles have a lot of new pieces. And I hear people say that everything's in question, right? But here's the thing. We know from last year, we had the coaching staff. Everything was different. The receivers, the quarterback, and none of those guys was living up to expectations.
Right.
None of them. Now, here it is, a new season. Now we come into it. The Eagles win the first game convincingly in my eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Over the summer, along with making a couple of those practices they had with the one at the length they had, I went down the 18th and the 29th, both of them. But along with seeing them, right, Jalen Hurts to me, man, he looked, I caught up and told you guys, he looked good. He looked really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take San Fran, Jimmy, tell me your opinion about Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he a good quarterback?
Yeah, it's funny.
I've never heard about this guy being a good quarterback.
Hasn't lived up to what we thought he might be leaving after playing behind Brady, getting the coaching that he got in New England, then going to a system that favors him, right, DeMond, in San Fran. Outside of the Super Bowl year, and then he had the ACL and all that stuff, so that kind of takes things down a bit. You're right. He hasn't been able to string together anything that makes you feel like you should be scared of him. But it's not just him. It's the head coach, how they devise things on the offensive side as the coordinator, and the fact that they have weapons and how they execute things. They're simply asking him to really to be a game manager. They're not asking him to be anything outrageous.
You're absolutely right. And that's what I say. That's what it comes down to, what I believe our strength is, our front. Okay, so with him being a quarterback that he is, knowing him, the bum he is, and the front bum we got, right?
Mm-hmm.
All we gotta do really is stop the run, and the game is over. I'm just telling you, that's all we gotta do, stop the run, the game. Jimmy Garoppolo has never been proven that one year, like you said, after that he got traded and everything. But listen, right now, Kyle Shanahan, they was gonna start the young guy. They should have started him, actually, matter of fact.
Yeah.
The rookie, you know what I mean? So I have no fear of them, brother. I have none. Absolutely no fear of San Fran. They didn't show me nothing last week. Again, every season's different. It's a brand new season. The first game of the season, they didn't show me nothing to be scared of. Not one single thing. I don't care who they got on the field.
Well, again, nothing. Man, look, they have this young running back that we don't know much about except for he went over 100 yards last week. Debo Samuel and George Kittle, of course, are problems for the defense, so you have to be prepared
only
for that.
Only when the quarterback gets them the ball. Only when the quarterback.
If the quarterback is able to get them the ball. You're right.
Exactly. And you're saying Jimmy Garoppolo. So, again, he's not better than our quarterback in my eyes, and he's been in the league for a while.
Listen, I love it. I love it, man. And look, give us a score. Keep the streak going. Give us a score.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Hey, DeVon, man. It's a pleasure speaking to you, man.
All right, give us a score on the way out. Give me one.
Oh, the score? I got us running, I would say, 31-10, because they can't score anyway, dude, unless they win the ball. So 31-10, and I'm going to call back as they announce the score that night. Hopefully you'll be on Monday.
I'll be on Monday at 8 o'clock, so we can talk then.
Yeah, I'll talk to you Monday.
All right,
bro.
DeMond, enjoy the game, man. Appreciate it. Sit back, put your feet up. Because, like you just said, the Birds are going to do their part against San Fran. Wow. Are we giving San Fran too much credit? Are we? It's possible, I guess.
Who, me and you?
Because you said it's a new year, but, I mean, everyone who believes that the Eagles are going to have a problem with San Fran, are we giving them too much credit?
I don't think so. We're not sitting here saying that they're going to, obliterate the Eagles off the face of the planet.
Right, yeah.
You and I are within a point of each other for the second straight week, by the way. And it's close, right? Low scoring, San Fran's got a good perceived good defense.
Yeah.
I think that they let their guard down tremendously last week. It's why Detroit made a comeback.
Yeah, the second half, you know, the prevent defense's game is in hand. They can't. First of all, we know Jared Goff. He's not going to do anything to us.
Sure.
And he lights him up in the second half, and he does what he does. But they walk away with the win, and they have, you know, that the focus was, hey, guys, we got to clean this up. Period. We have to clean this up. 610-632-0975.
They're not going to let some kind of slip like that happen again.
Is Jimmy Garoppolo someone you should worry about?
No, but...
What makes you worry?
Well, what makes me worry about that offense is if Trey Lance plays, but besides that...
which they might do if it doesn't work.
What makes me worry is that Kyle Shanahan is a tremendous game planner, I believe. He's a great schemer. And he will, much like Sirianni did against Arthur Smith and the Falcons, he will exploit the Eagles' weaknesses, and I think take advantage of that. It's going to be up to Gannon and Sirianni, and you know, on the offensive side, Steichen to flip that script and make them be uncomfortable the way that Shanahan so often does to other teams.
Fair enough. 610-632-0975. My man Toot has the Birds winning 27-17. So Toot has them giving 27-17 this weekend. Write that down with the other five callers who have already said that the Birds are going to take care of business against the San Francisco 49ers. That's six so far. We'll get to the rest of tweets as well. 610-632-0975, the 8 o'clock hour upcoming. We'll continue this Eagles talk. We'll update you on the baseball team and what they're doing if you want. We'll update the baseball team and keep it going on this Football Friday as we go until 10 o'clock. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
8:02 on this Football Friday. 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens hanging out with you until 10 o'clock. 76ers. Released their, I've been telling you about this for weeks. We already knew about media day. I mean, training camp on the 28th, because I always count it down and say we're getting closer and closer, and now it's 11 days away. Media day. They announced it officially. I've been saying that it will be on Monday, and then training camp will be on Tuesday on the 28th, and they've officially announced that the Sixers training camp will start on the 28th, and media day will, in fact, be the 27th. Normally, we're broadcasting from there, but with all the protocols and things that are going on still, that I think we're going to nix that this year. So, but I'll still go to media day. I'll still go and do my work and do what I need to do to make sure I have whatever type of answers people need, and we'll see if number 25 will show up. So, yeah. So, there's that. Basketball back in 10 days for media day, 11 days for training camp.
I need some answers. Some roster, not related to
Ben Simmons. And by the way,
not related to Ben Simmons.
The 4th of October, first game. That's not far.
Preseason.
That's not far. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I got some questions I need answered.
From them?
That are not related to Ben Simmons.
Team-wise. Okay.
Yeah.
We can ask Tyrese tomorrow. He might tell us.
I need to know who's going to be the wing scorer off the bench.
Furkan.
Okay, that doesn't make me feel good.
Okay.
I need to know who is going to be the backup four.
I think you'll get a mix of George Niang. I'll say a mix of George Niang. And obviously Tobias is playing that. So I would say Niang, and I don't know that Paul Reed will get those minutes. So I would say right now we'll go to George Niang.
And then do we trust Drummond the way that we trusted Howard?
I do not. He's going to have to show me.
The good news is, with all those questions, they're all related to backups and role players. Right?
However, so, you want your backups to be able to come in
sure.
and ease your mind.
And then will there be adjustments? There were not adjustments in the playoffs last year. They didn't happen. Or if they happened, they happened too late.
From Rivers.
Yes.
Well, you know how I felt. So, but hey, basketball is back soon. We get football back. Hockey is back. Basketball is back. Baseball, they're still in the mix.
Baseball's almost over.
Well, they're still in the mix. They won't let you go away. They're winning right now in New York, 1-0 in the bottom of the third against New York with two outs, man on first for New York. If Zach Wheeler gets out of this, then it's their turn up to bat, and the Phillies will not let you go away. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you. We'll give our picks later on. Phillies playing right now. Eagles predictions. How should they win this game against San Fran on Sunday? All of our listeners, callers that have called in, have given a score that had the Philadelphia Eagles improving to 2-0 on the season. And before we get back to the phones, Ramid on Twitter, PhillyFan25_8, says, home opener and the 49ers are depleted at cornerback. I think the Birds take care of business. Another game won in the trenches. We get a sack, fumble, hurts in the offense, take advantage of that secondary just enough, and win 24-17. Birds will improve to 2-0. That is Ramid on Twitter. And that is another one with two who said 27-17 on Twitter of how the Birds will end up 2-0. At the end of this thing, Sandy Koufax, 31-24. Okay? 31-24, Eagles late touchdown by San Fran makes it look respectable. Two passing and one rushing TD for Hurts. Gainwell rushes for a touchdown as well. Wow. The confidence is high for your Philadelphia Eagles. Let's see what Tony in South Philly has to say about this whole thing. What's up, Tone?
What's up, Devon? You ready for tomorrow?
I'm ready for tomorrow, man. It's going to be a busy day.
Yes, it is. I'm hyped up, too.
So let me tell you and everybody, since we already know Fan Fest, right, starts at 1 o'clock. Everybody knows that. At 4 o'clock, Tyler Zuli will be on the air from Live Hotel Casino starting at 4 o'clock.
Oh, get out.
And then I'll go over and join them around 5. And we're going to go till 8 o'clock on the air. So if everybody comes over for the after party, you can see Tyler and I over there just doing the show.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what is up. Okay. Relax, Rashida.
Thanks, Rashida.
Now, I hear everybody hyping up the Eagles, but I'm still a little worried, man.
Everybody's hyping them up. What you got?
You know, because that was Atlanta.
Okay.
And, you know, what's name again? And they done either played with him or coached with him. So I think they was prepared for him. But messing with Shanahan is going to be a new horse. This is going to be a different breed.
Okay. How were Detroit able to hang so many points on them last weekend? Why can't the Eagles do the same thing at home as well?
Oh, because I think that was the first game they probably was getting familiar with one another, getting reaffirmed and all that. You know, and every year is a new year. You know, you can come out, because, I mean, just expecting how the Eagles did. Ain't nobody expect the Eagles to come beat Atlanta, except the people that was on the radio talking that. But they came out, you know, and stomped Atlanta. Now, I think they can do that with San Fran, but I think they're going to have a little trouble with Deebo Samuel and George Kittle.
Yeah.
And that running game is devastating. And I don't know, their offense, if their offensive line is a little stronger than Atlanta's or not. I think it is, though.
Yes, it is. Much better.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And that defense is going to be a little bit harder to attack than Atlanta's was.
Well, I'm curious to see how they adjust with now preparing with their top corner out, Jason Verrett not playing. He's out for the season. So with him out, that is something that they have some time to try to prepare for. But it doesn't mean that that they the Eagles won't have their success. They could have success.
Yeah, they could, but I don't know how the line going to hold. Because that line played magnificent last week.
They really did.
It's going to be a different breed with Bosa and the two tackles in the middle with D Ford and the other guy.
It's not going to be easy. Armstead. It's not going to be easy at all.
It's going to be a harder thing, man.
All right, so give us one, Tone. What's the score?
I think 31-27 San Fran, man.
What's the score? 27 what?
31-27 San Fran.
Oh, 31-27. That was my score last week against the Falcons, and the Eagles blew them out. All right. This is the first one that we have. San Francisco taking this one. Tone, we'll see you tomorrow, man.
All right.
And can't wait to see you, man. Thank you.
You too. See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Have a good night. All right, 31-27. Finally got one where the Birds lose. Not that we want to. Just saying. Just saying. 610-632-0975. All right, look, I like how people are feeling much better about this whole thing. I really do. Not going overboard. Just simply like how people feel good about this whole thing. I don't think people are going to overreact either. See, it's tough because, as you know, if you've listened to the show, the one thing you know is, I always like to say this, Tyler's always here with me. How did it happen? So if they come out and they compete and lose this game, 37-21, like Tony said, I don't think people are going to be upset. One reason is this. You didn't expect them to be, no expectations, so you didn't expect them to be bad this season. I mean, good this season anyway. If they win, it's a bonus. Number two, it's week number two. You're going to feel good and say, okay, if they clean this up, if they do this one part, then maybe we won't have to worry about this particular thing against them next time around if we were to see them or some other good team. The adjustments will be made to correct the problems that were there. And number three, you feel good because you don't think the division is good enough. So even if you drop a game against a good team that San Fran is expected to be by season's end, you're going to say, okay, we played a good team very closely, 31-27. We saw the good things that we were able to get to 27 points, but we saw enough bad where we needed to talk about the fact that there was 31 hung up on us in this game. So a lot of good stuff there. A lot of good stuff to take away from it, even if you fall in a way that you hope doesn't happen. But if it in fact does, things are correctable. How did it happen?
Yeah, I think the only thing that would be disheartening would be, I mean, a total blowout, right? Like 31-10, kind of like what they did to the Falcons a week ago, because then you're balancing the two. Okay, so the Eagles are somewhere in between the Falcons and San Francisco, and they may still be, right? They could lose this game, like you talked about, close, and they're somewhere in between the Falcons and San Francisco. And that gap could be pretty large, right? It could be one of the bottom feeder teams versus a playoff team, and that could be a massive gap. But you want to go into this game and finish this game closer to San Francisco than you are to Atlanta. And I don't mean record-wise, right? Because we've talked about that 1,000 times. The record is not necessarily going to be indicative of how successful or unsuccessful the season was.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, from a competition standpoint, from an execution standpoint, from a game plan standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, from a talent, roster talent level, top to bottom standpoint, you want to end the week, closer to San Francisco than to Atlanta and stay on that trajectory.
Absolutely.
You do that, you know, regardless of the outcome, I think you've put yourself in a decent spot.
100%. 100%. 610-632-0975. Hanging out here with Tyler Zulli tonight, hanging out with you until 10 o'clock on this Football Friday. as well, where we have a little fun talking about the birds and seeing where you are. And so far, we have taken 6 phone calls, and 5-1 are the birds right now so far with these phone calls, the Philadelphia Eagles defeating the San Francisco 49ers. So how do you think that they're going to win on Sunday or lose? How does this game play out? And what are you most afraid of? What kind of problem does San Francisco pose that has you concerned about Sunday's game, or maybe not? And also, who's going to the game? Who's going? This is the first time that everyone is back in the building together. Who's going to the game? Who's doing a double dip? I want to know. FanFest, it's 8:15 now, and there have been plenty of shows where we've done leading next to, you know, the next day, FanFest. I want to hear from everybody who's going to FanFest. What are you looking forward to tomorrow? What time are you getting there? Lining up early. Who are you looking forward to seeing? You're looking forward to seeing everyone, but I mean Maxie, Charlie Manuel, Brian Dawkins, everyone. They're going to be there. Who's double dipping? FanFest, Eagles game, Sunday, staying at Live Casino Hotel. Who's doing that? I want to talk to you all who are doing all of these things as we get ready for FanFest 2021, because it's back. And why is this such a fun day for everybody? Why is it? Why is it such a fun day? Why is this celebration? I've been to every one of them. Everyone.
Have you really?
I've been involved in every one of them. Okay. Yes, I have. Yep, absolutely. And it's always a big turnout. It's always a blast. Look, tickets are free, so that's one thing. I know that. But you still have to make time to put that into your day. Making sure that you get there. Asking your siblings, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend, you're asking all these people, hey, you can be doing anything on this one Saturday. You want to go to FanFest. And I want to know, you know, what is it about FanFest that keeps you coming back? I want to know what year it is for you. Is it year number 3? Is it 5? Are you a rookie coming to FanFest for the first time? Looking forward to it? I want to know from you as we talk about the birds and we get all this stuff in. I wanted to wait to the 8 o'clock hour to ask this part because we've always done it. I remember one night when we did it and there was somebody saying that they were going to sleep out down there because the lines start forming pretty early in the morning. The earlier days when we first had it lined up along Patterson Avenue, that entrance right near Citizens Bank Park, but circling around Xfinity Live towards the entrance. And when we pulled up, the line was circled all the way around the block. And now we've adjusted where you are now in the parking lot lined up coming from the Broad Street entrance, Wells Fargo, into Xfinity Live. And that line is always, always formed. People are out there really early in the morning. Again, the one night I did this, and we went until, I think it was actually midnight.
Might have gone until 12.
I think I was going to midnight that one night, and so many people lined up. People calling in, talking about what they were looking forward to the next day. Again, someone said they were going to, they had a lawn chair. They were going to sit out there, be the first in line. Tyrone's going to be on the air tomorrow, so I hope you call Tyrone starting at 9 a.m., 9 to 11:30. Tell him the same thing, what you're looking for, what you're excited about as you head down. Mike from Del Ran has already told us that he's tailgating.
Yeah, he's got a big
tailgate thing going on. And if you don't know Mike from Del Ran and you want to be involved, go ahead and check out his Twitter account. I think it is Mike
Del Ran. Yeah, he said too.
Everybody.
I'll try to go find it, but I'm going to paraphrase.
I'm looking now.
Basically said, show up, say hi.
That's it.
I'm Tyler. can I have a beer?
That's it.
And he's going to say yes.
That's all he wants you to do. So we do want everybody to continue to be responsible, have a great time. And his Twitter account is @MikeFromDelRan. If you just want to see where he'll be stationed, where he'll be positioned. Go ahead, check out Mike from Delran and see what Mike has in store for everybody tomorrow. So when you call in and talk about the Birds, give your predictions, how they win, what concerns you might have with San Fran. FanFest, why do you come every year? What is it about it that makes this such a special thing for you as a fanatic to come hang out with us, where you could be doing anything on a Saturday for the couple of hours that we are all together? Why us? Why do you do it? Let's talk about it. Let's go to Marvin in the Northeast next on the Fanatic. What's up, Marv?
Hey, Devon, how you doing, man?
Hey, Marv, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. Listen, I want to just throw out a few stats here really fast, okay, to put my argument out there for why I feel the Eagles are going to be one of the best teams this year. They're going to win more than they lose, for sure.
Okay, so what, before you get started, Marv, what did you have them before the season?
Even. I had them even.
No, not this year. They're either one game over 500 or one game under with the 17-game schedule.
Okay, yeah. Well, I thought they would lose, and they would be one game under. Right.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
So
game, yeah.
8-9.
You're right.
Okay, and I had them at 7-10, but I've since adjusted it to allow it to 8-9, just like you, because of what we saw last week.
Okay. So, listen, the Nick Foles' passer rating was 141.1 in the NFC Championship game against the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is the second best passer rating for the Eagles since then. In that game, 126.4.
But the thing, of course, that separates it is that was a playoff game. And so for him to do that in a playoff game, I think we put much more on that one as far as how that goes. But Jalen Hurts, to start off with the way he has done with five starting games now and over 1,000 yards, or what is it, 500 rushing yards it is, I think it is, where nobody in the history of the league has done that. It's pretty good.
Right. Now, the next stat, Hurts had 250-plus passing yards, 3 passing TDs, no interceptions, 60-plus yards rushing against Atlanta. The last person to do that was Jalen Hurts, and he did it against Arizona in week 15.
Mm.
Okay? Now, that shows me that this kid, given an opportunity, he can play this game. Now, what I liked about the Eagles was each unit, the offense, the defense, and the special teams, they all played good together, and they looked as if they were playing good for one another. That was one of the things that I haven't seen since the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
These guys looked like they really, really were playing with each other as a unit first and then collectively as a team. And the Falcons came down and scored. I mean, they went down the field and had 146 yards in their first two drives, and they only got 6 points. And then the rest of the game, they had 59 total yards.
I know.
That was the defense. And only 6 first downs. That was the defense. So my point is that chemistry really will be better than talent. Okay? Talent can take you so far, but chemistry, even when you don't have good talent, and you know, as and I'm going to say this, and I don't mean any disrespect when I say this, but as a black man, when we played in all these different leagues that I played in, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we played against a team of white guys that weren't that talented but played really good together, they kicked our butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's always like that when you say you get a bunch of guys and you play against one basketball team that has a majority, right? Well, of white players, and they fundamentally destroy you, and you know, because you didn't play the way you were supposed to. I hear you hear all that stuff, but look, man, it's great to talk to you, Marv. Give us a score. We gotta keep it moving.
I think the Eagles are going to win 27-10.
Jeez. Okay. Listen. Thank you, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you too, my man.
We appreciate it. Wow. Look, we got to go to break, but Pete, can't wait to talk to Pete. We seeing Pete tomorrow? Is Pete going to be there? All right, Pete's going to be there. Mike is going. Mike checked in. Love it. K, Q, Two open phone lines for the first time since we've gotten underway at 7 o'clock. 610-632-0975. Eagles talk. Your predictions. Why will they win or lose? Who's the star of the game? And Fan Fest. We want to see you tomorrow. Why is this such a big deal to you? It's always fun to us. Why is it fun to you? We'll hang out and keep it going starting in the next segment, 25 minutes commercial free, right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
833-97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens on his Football Friday on The Fanatic, which is brought to you by the Pump Man Philly. Need a water pump expert for your facility? Contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. Join us at 610-632-0975. Fan Fest is tomorrow. Can't wait to see everyone. Why are you coming? Why are you coming to hang out with this Fan Fest? What year is this for you? And why is it always a must-do for you every year when it rolls around? Normally, it's on an August day, last Saturday of the month. This year, our bosses decided to tweak it before the home opener. It laid out perfectly, and we'll be there. So why do you guys come to Fan Fest every year? I'm just curious, as you call in to talk about the Birds and how they'll win or lose against San Fran, and let us know again, why Fan Fest every year for you? 610-632-0975. Real fast, Pete, let me just say this. I was looking at Scotty Barnes, the number four overall pick for the Toronto Raptors, and he's throwing out the first pitch for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he did a pretty good job. He did a good job throwing it, not exactly on the mound. He's stepping right in the dirt right before the grass, but he had a nice throw. And oftentimes we see these other athletes from different sports, and they throw these and they're terrible, and you know, people are just retweeting them because of how poorly they threw the ball, all that. He did a pretty good job. I've never done it. If I did, though, I'm trying to throw gas, and I'm on the mound.
Sir, please get off the mound. No.
Nope. Just get that back out here with that broom or the rake. Situate it. I'm throwing gas.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, relatively speaking, of course, because I never threw hard, but
say, I might be like 45.
I'm getting up there. I'm throwing a bullpen before I start. I'm going up there. I'm going to try to pump one.
Yeah, I'm probably in the back warming up, no doubt. Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely,
you know, and if the gun gets me at, you know, 71, so be it. I'm firing one in there.
Throw that heat. I would love to do it. Just saying. I don't know. Just saying. All right. And the Phillies not going to do it, but I mean, maybe we'll.
That'd be cool, man. Get your name announced.
I'm not worried about that. I just want to throw off the mound. That's all.
Bryce Harper behind the plate.
Yeah.
Ceremonial first pitch.
Yeah, I would probably ask Bryce to do it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Knuckleball.
Hey, you got an arsenal of junk pitches, right?
Tear my arm up.
Slurve.
Tear my arm up. Let's go to Pete in Princeton with us next on The Fanatic. What's up, Pete?
What's up? My Eagles point is I think we score a late touchdown to make it 31-26. I think we fall a little short. I think there's a little bit too much, and with the tight end they have, I think just we're not there yet. I do see us at 7-10, 8-9. But again, we are supposed to beat. Their strength is their tight end. Detroit, you know, the Giants, the Redskins have a good tight end, you know. And so I think that'll be tough, and that's why I don't think we're going to get the 9 wins. But I think we keep it close, and a lot of positives to take out of that.
And last week, George Kittle, Pete, only had 4 receptions for 78 yards, no scores. But Deebo Samuel went off. 9 for 189 in a touchdown.
And I think that was who they were playing against, but I think against the Eagles, you got to take the tight end. But my Fan Fest thing is, and I'm totally opposite. I've been there every year, but you know, you guys look at it as for you thanking the fans. The number one reason why I go to Fan Fest, the only reason I go is to look the people that I call every week in the eye, shake your hand, thanks a lot, just put a a handshake, knowing that, you know, I've talked to you 50 times this year.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? I'm going to look you in the eye.
We know each other. Right. Yeah.
Right. And that's all. That's all I want to do. That every year, that's all I want to do. And the other stuff, and I think I'm saying that honestly because I've been there every year, is I'm being very patient. I would want to see, in the last 10 years, we've won a World Series and we've won a Super Bowl. I don't need AI. I don't need Dawkins. They've not won a championship. I want a World Series. The team won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. You got to have a Super Bowl guy there. The World Series was in 09. You got to have a World Series guy there. Well, everybody they bring in has one thing in common. They've never won a title.
Well, Charlie will be there tomorrow.
Charlie
will be there tomorrow. As far as the Eagles go, the tough part about the Eagles thing is right now the guys are playing, but the other ones who are no longer here that may be retired, sometimes things go a certain way where you just can't, you know how that goes.
I'm saying out of the 53-man roster, I know people are still playing. It's just that it's like, that's great. Like, I know it's young enough, and there are no under 21. So obviously, we all know who AI is, and we all know who Brian Dawkins is. That's all great, but it's like at some point, and I also think they should have a flyer there. They should have somebody from all the sports that you guys cover so well, just represented in some way. So, but again, my idea at FanFest is I know you guys do it to thank us for what we do for you, but I go there just to look everybody in the eye, shake a hand, and go, "Hey, P from Princeton, doing a great job. Thanks a lot. Shake your hand and walk away. That's all. I'm not looking to take any much of your time. You got a million people to see, that's all."
And I appreciate that. And Tyrese Maxey will be there for the other people who don't know. Right. Tyrese Maxey will be there. So that'll be a fun one. Someone tweeted at us, "Pete, how's he going to be there? He's not even 21.
I wish I was 21.
I was like, hey, he has connections. Pete, I'll see you tomorrow, man.
Later,
all right, man. He has connections. He can get in there. they won't let him drink. It's okay. He'll be fine.
Slap the VIP wristband on. He can go wherever he wants.
That's right. That's all good. Just go upstairs, my man. Don't worry about it. We'll smack the drink out of your hand. There's that. You're not getting in trouble on our behalf. But it was good to hear him on Anthony's show earlier this afternoon. Pete, thanks so much. As always, you know me. I always want to thank everybody, to your point, of listening to us and taking the time to come out on a Saturday where you could be doing anything. College football is back, and you could be doing anything. And you take the time to come out and see us, and we really do appreciate it. And we'll express that tomorrow again, but it is good to also see the people, look them in the eye, like Pete, like Q, everybody else, just to say thank you for what you do for us as well. 610-632-0975.
And it's going to be beautiful tomorrow.
What's the weather tomorrow?
Like 82, sunny.
All right.
Cool in the morning, nice in the afternoon.
So am I wearing shorts or sweatpants?
I'm wearing shorts.
So real fast, Devon, sweatpants. I like to wear sweatpants because ever since I've always liked to wear sweatpants. I always get yelled at for wearing sweats. But especially after my knee surgery, I just like to be comfortable.
Now, you don't get yelled at for wearing sweats. You get yelled at for leaving it like 800 degrees in that studio.
Well, look, you know. That's so what?
You got you and then Chunas. Yeah. You guys are about as far apart as you can on that thermostat.
He'll have a tank top on tomorrow. I'll have a hoodie. That's where it would be. Especially when we go to Live Casino. I need long sleeves because those places tend to be chilly. Let's go back to the phone. 610-632-0975. Kay in South Jersey joining us tonight. Kay.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Kay? What's going on?
Hey, listen, if you get a chance to throw that first pitch, you got to throw gas. But not only do you got to throw gas, you got to go full Satchel Paige, Dontrell Willis, leg in the air with the gas. Because if I had that opportunity, I'm bullpenning, I'm going full Dontrell leg, and I am throwing the gas.
And I don't know, do we know anybody that has done that, Kay, here? I don't know if anyone has done it here. You know what? I'm gonna text Mikhail, see if Kale did it out there in Arizona. I'm gonna see if Kale did it.
Now, let me give you my FanFest story. Now, last year was my first year.
Okay.
I'm a 3-for-4, so I don't go all the time.
That's okay.
I'm beat up.
All right.
So,
hold on. Will you be there tomorrow?
I don't have tickets.
How did you not get tickets?
You know what? I've been just working and running around. I didn't get tickets. It's all right. I probably can't make it tomorrow.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
But this is my story. So I get the tickets.
I get two tickets. I ask my friend. I say, yo, we're going to FanFest. He has no idea what it is. Big time Eagles fan. I take him. We don't drive. We hop on the speed line from South Jersey. It was hot that day. Get a little, got our little beverages because, you know, anything is possible. We, by the time we get to the stadium, we are feeling nice. I even met a nice little divorcee on the train on the way over.
Okay.
We get to the stadium. We're having fun. Everybody's there. We're having a blast. Next thing you know, I hear Mike Missanelli say, the baddest guys who ever play here. And I see there's a fence around the stage, but somehow this fence disappears. Next thing you know, you might remember me. Next thing you know, I'm at the front of the stage helping security escort AI to the stage.
Was this last year?
Yes.
All right, so I didn't see it. Here's why, okay? Me and D. Lynam were over by, I think it was like the P&B bar. I think we were over there. We were doing the show at that time, so we missed the introduction. But he then later came on and sat with us for about 25 minutes and did a segment with us, D. Lynam and I, on the air. So I missed you escorting Allen Iverson to the stage.
Listen, the funny thing is, I watched the highlights, and you can see me just like some weird guy at the bottom of the stage, the whole AI. And then by the time AI was done, they realized I didn't have a bracelet. I wasn't supposed to be there.
Where were you? You were on the stage with him?
Yeah, like I said, somehow I was standing in the crowd, and then somehow
you got pushed up.
That fence around the stage disappeared. And I was standing on the front, so I'm like, come on, AI, come on up. Come on up. And then next thing you know, security was like, okay, you got to go. And as they whisked me out of the gate, I literally physically bumped into DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, because he was next or he had already gone up, right?
Yeah. It was a great experience. I mean, it's a great time. I wish I could go, but maybe next time. But, man, listen, like I said, if you get a chance, Dontrell Willis, baby.
You got it, man. Hey, Kay, thanks for the call, man. That's a great story. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. That is hilarious. I did not know the gate was removed as he was trying to come up. So was this, because I remember he was escorted in one of the Imagine Lifestyles exotic cars.
Yep.
They drove him over. I do know that part because I knew that's what they were going to do. Because they told us what was going on, because he was then going to come over and sit down with D. Lynam and I on the air. I did not know. So it must have been on the front, right? Because the crowd on the side, it had to be the front.
It would have had to have been. Well, that's the.
So when we're facing the crowd.
Yeah.
That's where he was coming from. So right. They must have brought him up that way instead of the way that we all go in from the back.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay. That's dope.
That's like ultimate exposure, though.
That's great. He got pushed. K got pushed up because of the movement. The flow just kept him going. Man. 610-632-0975. Give us your stories as well.
You know.
Your best stories from FanFest.
That's a... you get pushed up like that, you start kind of getting into that crowd. Listen, I'm not saying...
He did the right thing.
Yeah, not saying do it, but like... That's an ask for forgiveness type of, you know, not for permission type of conversation. You know what I mean? Like, go do it. And listen, please don't get thrown out of FanFest. But, like, you got to take the chance, right?
That was the right thing for him to do, though. I mean, he would have fallen or something.
Absolutely.
He had to go up on stage. Come on, AI. Come on. Come on. Come this way. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10. We're asking about your Eagles predictions. What will work for them on Sunday? What may not work? Will they get their first loss of the season? And your FanFest stories. Why do you come every year? What is it about FanFest that's fun for you to make you want to be there with us every year? We know why we want to do it, to thank you. Why do you do it? Q in Center City. What's up, Q?
Ron, what's going on?
My man, what's happening?
Ain't much. Before I get into my thing, I was one of the first guys to get tickets from you, but I ain't get no email.
What?
I was one of the first guys to get FanFest tickets.
Oh, man.
On your show, but I didn't get no email. I don't know if they're going to email it in the morning.
Nah, I would say just come on down and maybe hit me up, and we'll figure that out if you're coming.
Yeah, I'm coming, bro. I'm coming. I this would be like my third one. I'm coming.
You have my email, right? Dgivens, no. Dgivens at 975thefanatic.com.
Okay, cool.
Real easy. Let me know. I'll make sure Jamie or Bob or Connor, they said they have extra tickets. I'll make sure you have your two.
Thank you.
You got it.
Now, this
gotta make sure Q is good. Come on.
This is, yeah, I gotta be in the building, man. Like, the thing with FanFest, when you pose that question, for me, I sat back and thought of it as like a fraternity. Like, I didn't join one. I didn't, you know, I wasn't a Boy Scout. Not a Mason. But for some reason, I'm connected to the shows and the sports talk.
You are.
And FanFest just really validates all that for a grown-up. I'm not big on amusement parks. You know, for us, I shoot pool, and I get a lot of fun out of that, and I watch sports. Just bring all that together. So for me, it's like the best release for an adult like myself.
I love it. I love to hear that, man. And just to number one, you know, not the fraternity part, but the other part about feeling like you're part of the shows, and you are. I mean, you call in whatever shows you call in. Whether we know you or not, and we've gotten to know you, but whether we know you or not, you're a first timer, you're a 50th time caller, like Pete pointed out. We know who people are, and we still try to make you comfortable when you're on the air. And I'm glad that, Q, you said that, and you feel that way when you check in with us every time you check in with us.
I mean, a lot of times, a lot of us, I know for myself, I'm like, it's 24 hours in a day, and if I work 8 of them, that's like a day off. So for the most part, I'm listening, I'm working, I'm listening, it's getting me through my day. And it reminds me, like, FanFest remind me of the, I don't know about your neighborhood, but my neighborhood throw a reunion every year.
Mm-hmm.
Where folks that moved out, that's from the neighborhood, that moved out, that work all the time, you don't see, you get a chance to see them, you get to talk to people who you grew up with, you haven't seen in a long time. And FanFest, in a sense, remind me of that. The most memorable part of mine was meeting Bob the last time. And he was talking about his son and, you know, that kind of thing. That was like, you know, Bob just seemed like a real down-to-earth dude. And to meet him after reading in the paper all this year, hearing him and seeing him, that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. And once you get to know Bob, that's exactly who he is. A family man and one that you can sit there, have a beer with, and just talk shop with.
Absolutely.
That's exactly who it is. Make sure you email me, man. You got it?
Definitely got you.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take it easy.
All right, man. Appreciate it. We need to do like a wardrobe check like we did with Jamie, because you said it's going to be nice. And people were like, some of the first timers were like, what am I supposed to wear tomorrow? It's like, just be comfortable.
A lot of people.
Just comfortable.
There's, you know, often the times there's some crowds and it's not going to be hot, right? So, I mean, there's been years, you know, this, we was 95, 97.
Yeah, tomorrow's
going to be nice pretty, compared
tomorrow's
to that.
Tomorrow's decent compared to those.
You know, but be comfortable. Shorts, t-shirt, polo, sweats,
whatever,
slides,
yeah,
whatever you want to wear.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a dress code.
I typically ask the girls, like, yo, all right, what do you guys think? Just sweats, shorts, done. T-shirt, out.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do, you know, like a pair of golf shorts and a t-shirt. That's all.
Shorts or sweats for me. That's it. Oh, man. Good stuff. Good conversation. 610-632-0975. How do you stop George Kittle? That's an answer Gabe is going to have for us when we get back. Carl is going to talk about being nervous about the Birds. We've only had one caller or tweeter so far and say the Birds are going to lose. One. No, two. Pete and Tony said the Birds are going to lose tomorrow. Carl is nervous. Gabe is going to tell us how to stop George Kittle. We're going to talk this thing out. 9 o'clock hour, 9:15. We have our weekly NFL picks as we go around the league. And Tyler and I will start our week one this week. And then at 9:45, of course, we have the leftovers with Tyler. The Phillies right now, 2-1 is the score of Phillies at this time. I don't know the inning, but I do know it is 2-1 at this point. Get Carl your first, Gabe your second, everybody else. You're welcome to jump in, 610-632-0975. We go 25 minutes commercial free. When we get back, get those thoughts in, talk about all this stuff in your FanFest memories and what you're looking forward to tomorrow. Why do you show up every year? Because we love it. Apparently, you love it. We give out a number of tickets every year. All crazy. And we're always amazed at how many people want these tickets. So why do you come up and show up to see us every year? Maybe you want to see some callers that you have gotten friendly with over the years. Whatever it might be, why do you show up as much as you do to FanFest? What are you looking forward to tomorrow as you talk about the Birds, how they win or lose? Lay it all out. 9 o'clock hour on the other side right here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Are you nervous about the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles game at all? Well, Carl is a little nervous. He'll explain why in just a minute. 610-632-0975. It is 9 o'clock. We are hanging out with you for this hour, and then we hand things off to... Tyler, what's coming up next at 10 o'clock? It's a new thing on Friday nights.
Yeah, new show called The Fine Line.
The Fine Line.
Hey, you just heard a promo for it if you're listening.
Right. Yeah.
And they'll run from 10 until 11.
All right. You got it. 76-39 real fast says, the overlove for Hurts is nauseating. Can he play a full season and show something over a real period of time? People calling up with stats and trivia about him means nothing. Let's stop and get some perspective when it comes to Jalen Hurts. That is 76-39. Sick of it already. Jalen Hurts. Well, don't look at Nick Sirianni's t-shirt. It's got Jalen Hurts on it. And now everybody wants that t-shirt. I don't want it, but a lot of people want it. All right.
Was that tweeted at us or just in general?
You and I.
Because I don't think you and I have gone.
No.
Unless he's talking about.
No, he's talking about people in general.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, we've been pretty objective about it. It's a great game.
Yeah.
You know, week one. Time to see if it's duplicatable.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word? Duplicatable?
Duplicatable. It is right now.
Duplicable?
Don't worry about it.
There you go.
Let's go to Carl in North Philly next on The Fanatic. What's up, Carl?
Fellas. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, man?
Look, man, I've been a diehard Eagles fan all my life, okay?
Yes.
I used to go to the practices and play around with Jerome Brown Rottweilers when I was a little boy.
Yeah?
My dad's best friend was William Frizzell to play safety back in the
day. Wow.
So I've been around the Eagles all my life, but I'm here to say this. We didn't get a real test last week against Atlanta, okay? Not to say Atlanta's not a okay team because I like them to cover this week against Tampa. But what I'm saying is, yeah, that's my sleeper. Atlanta's going to cover. Watch. But my point is this. If we don't beat San Francisco, we're not going to the playoffs. Okay? I want to go to the playoffs. I don't know about everybody else. I care about postseason more than I care about being 2-0. But if we don't get 2-0, we will not get to the playoffs. And my reason for that is because San Francisco might be the worst team in the division this year. We talking about San Francisco's not better than the Rams.
They're
not better than
Cardinals.
Seattle.
Right.
And they're not better than Arizona. Not right now. Not today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So with that being said, if we roll out there Sunday and lose to the 49ers, we are in trouble.
But let me ask you this. What do you feel like, what is going to win the division for you to worry about a week number two game against the 49ers?
What will win the division?
As far as a number, is it going to be 9? Yeah. Last year it was 7.
I think it might end up being 8.
So even
going to be weird.
So even with a loss here, you don't see them being able to reach 8 games and end up 8-9 and get into the playoffs.
We might not because we give our division hope. This week, Dallas is going to beat the Chargers. With everybody being out, Dallas is going to beat the Chargers. Go 1-1. Washington just went 1-1. If we send that 1-1 after Sunday. With these guys, we're giving our division hope. We have to win this game. So I'm nervous about the sense of urgency. That's what I'm nervous about. The coach wearing Jalen Hurts on his shirt and all, yeah, oh, that's cute, man. But yo, like, we have to win this game. So if the locker room is not saying that, we're all just blowing smoke.
Well, you know they're saying it. You know they're going in there and believe, especially they've already talked about coming home, first time in front of everybody after COVID a year ago where you had limited a number of fans in there. Sirianni's first game. Jalen Hurts is the full-time starter. Devontae Smith is here. All of that stuff. They've already talked about how important it is to win game one at home.
Do you know what the most confident thing that I feel about the Eagles this week is the fact that we signed Gardner Minshew. And that put the emphasis on the locker room and say, yo, we trying to win.
Yeah.
We trying to win. So with that being said, I'm okay with that. But, man.
I hear you. All right, well, give me a score then, Carl, please.
24-23 Eagles.
All right, they nail biter, but they get it done at home.
Got
by field goal.
You got it, man. Goal. Carl, look, man, great to catch up with you.
Yes, and, D, I wanted to ask you, my bad, before you let me go. Are you, because I'm not going to Fan Fest. I don't have tickets. That's why I'm not going, man. I'm not trying to let you get tickets last second. But what I'm saying is, if I don't see you tomorrow.
Tyrone said he has tickets right now. He's on 15th and Samson Street.
15th and Samson?
Yep. He said he has six pairs. Did he say six pair? Let me just see. He said he has six pair, I think. First comes, first serve. He'll give them to whoever.
All right, well, if I don't make that, I'll look to see you for the Roxborough Romans because I think it's going to be a good one this year.
Ah, look at that. All right, man. Yeah. I haven't been there in a while, man.
Yeah, get there, bro. It's going to be a good one.
I haven't been there in a while. All right, Carl. Talk to you. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Hopefully you can make it tomorrow. And, man, Carl, why are you way so late? Okay, we've been handing them out like just candy.
We gave out 11 pairs last night.
11? Sorry.
That's what we gave out.
Sorry. Make you work like that.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually we've been giving out like 4 or 5 a night, something like that. Give out 11 pairs last night.
11 pair. I haven't been to my school's Thanksgiving game since, I think, freshman year in college. I haven't been back.
I stopped going to mine because it's not it's not a fair
fight. Carl just said it's pretty good. So maybe this year. Maybe I'll see if a couple of fellas want to breeze through.
Do you guys?
You know, I don't like the cold and rain and all that stuff. So.
Is your matchup a good one?
Roxborough Roman? Roman was always pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think Judge played Frankfurt. I think it's Frankfurt. But Judge has won like 30 of the last 31 or something like that. It's not, I mean, unless you're going to get, you know, have a couple of drinks, you're not going to see a good football game.
Yeah. It's just to go back and see people. Carl, it's just to go see people. That's exactly what Carl's talking about. And you might see a good game. All right, let's go to Gabe on the cell at 9:15. We have our weekly NFL picks. Gabe.
Devon, what's going on, man?
What's up, Gabe? What's going on?
Nothing much.
You going to be here tomorrow?
Unfortunately, so we can start off by saying I will not be there tomorrow, unfortunately. I have to DJ a grad party last minute. So
got
to
make that money, man.
Exactly.
Got to make that money.
You know, it's my little side hustle. So,
hey, man, play Bad Boys for Life for me.
Absolutely. We'll do. Hey, maybe I can DJ FanFest next year to make sure that I'm there.
Hey, you know, man, let us know early and we put you in touch with the powers that be.
Hey, you know, my people talk to your people.
Exactly.
We'll do it that way.
You know how to get in contact with me.
Yes, for sure, for sure. So my Eagles points have started off. I'm torn with this game because I have George Kittle on my main fantasy league, and I know that he's going to get his. I really don't think, based on our current linebacking core, there's really going to be any way to truly stop him. You can try to slow him down, but I genuinely see him at least with you know a touchdown grab in this game. And I'm not saying that just because he's on my fantasy team. I'm just saying because I genuinely think that's what's going to happen. But I feel like if, you know, you try to slow him down, kind of just let him get his, and then take advantage of the depleted, you know, San Fran defense and just try to score as many points as you can, I genuinely think that we can try to pull this out.
I think they have a good chance of winning, Gabe. I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Now, if they will ultimately come up with the W's is another thing, but they certainly have a really good chance to match up. They match up well. It's these certain matchups, though, like Kittle, that we're going to focus on to see how they decide to defend and see if they can make something happen there where it's not a problem. Well, he's talented. We know how good he is. Second best tight end in the league. He might get his. And after last week where they put up 41 and he didn't go off, 4 for 78, as you know, with the fantasy guy.
Yep.
They probably will look to get him going. They'll look to get the running game going.
Scheming.
And then they'll scheme to try to get him something as well and hit Debo and see how Darius Slay and the safeties match up against him.
Absolutely. So that's why I just, you know, if, like I said, you try to slow him down and then you just attack their defense and just try to do, you know, what we can try to, you know, score as many points as possible.
And I'm looking at the other side with what Detroit did. T.J. Hockenson had 8 receptions last week for 97 and a score. DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams had 16 combined receptions out of the backfield.
Absolutely.
8 for Swift, 8 for Jamal Williams, 65 and 56 yards for those guys, and they got into the end zone, Swift did. So you might be able to, the Eagles might be able to take advantage with their tight ends and their running backs out of the backfield.
Yeah, and I have, you know, it's only been one game, but I do genuinely think Sirianni is a smart dude. You know, I genuinely think he's going to game plan, and he's going to be very, very smart with his plays and just trying to maximize the matchups and doing the best thing possible. I don't know as far as saying a shootout, but we might see some points run up. And I genuinely think it's probably going to end up being, probably 27-24, somewhere around there. And I think the Eagles are going to scoop it out.
27-24 for Gabe. Birds go 2-0. Have fun at the party, DJ, like you know how to do.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk later, man.
We'll do. We'll talk another day.
You got it. Enjoy your weekend, man.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Man, 27-24. Still, only two have chosen out of, well, we took two off of social media. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8-2. 8-2.
That's a pretty large large disparity there.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good though. I like it.
It's confidence.
I like it.
Might be borderline overconfidence.
Maybe.
Heading towards cocky, but
maybe. Mike couldn't hang on. He has to get some rest. He's preparing for tomorrow for the.
He's got little ones still.
For the grub and all that stuff, and he's got the little kids. He wanted to make sure he has only enough food and beer for 50 people. Just letting people know, whoever's going to stop by, only 50 people. So he said,
are we included?
If we get there, unless you hit him up early and say, hey, save me a hot dog or something, or a hamburger, whatever it might be. He did say if you plan on stopping by, but you're afraid stuff will run out, bring your own whatever.
And BYOB.
They'll, you know, and go from there. He says we'll have a grill, and he's doubling the keg size just in case. And the grill he has for Eric Camille and his hot dogs.
All right.
Eric has special requests.
Apparently, Coach eats a ton of hot dogs.
A ton of hot dogs, like, just like that?
All the time.
Him and Cam. I like hot dogs, especially on the grill. Got the air fryer now?
Not a hot dog guy.
No? At all?
No.
No. You're a baseball guy. You go to the game, you don't hot dog.
Yeah, I think that may be why.
Because you've had too many of them?
Yeah, I think so.
So
I think
you used to.
I dollar dog night too hard once. And that was the end of me.
Bad experience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a painful car ride home.
Oh, man. 610-632-0975. Let me see real fast. Let me see what this is really quickly. I can't even look at this one from North Philly Nightmares. They sent me something, but I can't check it out. I try to check it out another time. But that being said, yeah. All right, see, I'm not going to be there at 10:30. I'm just telling people now. I'm not going to be there at 10:30. I have to leave a little bit early and tie you too. Temple traffic. Whatever the type of traffic it might be, there'll be more action going on down there driving-wise when we are on our way. So I want to make sure I get there on time like I should be. And just everybody be careful. Remember, Temple plays at the Link tomorrow, so there will be some Temple traffic there. So I don't know how many that is, but it's there. So be prepared for that. So I might leave a little early. If I get there early enough, I'll stop by, and I might even try to stop by and do something else running on down there. So 610-632-0975 as we run until 10 o'clock tonight. Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli, and Tyler Zuli at 9:45 will have the leftovers for tonight. I'm curious to see where he has things going there. Don't forget the Sixers training camp starts in 11 days, 10 days for media day for the Philadelphia 76ers. Yes, it has crept up on us. And basketball will be back. Tyrese Maxey will be there tomorrow. Charlie Manuel will be at FanFest. Brian Dawkins will be there. Mike doesn't care from Del Ran. He wants to see us and Tyrese Maxey, Charlie Manuel. But I know a lot of you want to see Brian Dawkins. So have fun with that. And as far as the Flyers, Coatsy and Timmy going to be there?
I don't know.
Normally one of, if not both, are there. Normally. All right, it's 9:15. Let's get ready to do this. First time, week number two. We didn't do a week one because Tyler wasn't here. So I said, how could I dare do something like that without Tyler being here? So we start off week two, weekly NFL picks.
Yeah,
you still got the black book?
I do, and you know what? I went to go get a haircut this afternoon.
You left
and
it?
I left my whole entire school bag at home.
That's all right.
So I'm using a backup pair of Jamie's headphones and my backup charger, and I stole a pen from down the hall, and I'm not doing too well. So I'll get you the numbers. You won.
That's all right.
Last year, you beat me by a couple of games at least. We both finished over 500, but you had a really good second half. So I think it's only fair, since you won 2020, that I give you first game.
All right. Well, since we are being generous here, let's start off. I am going to start off, and I'm going to take a gamble here on this one to start off. 1 o'clock game. New Orleans had a game, man. They had a game against, on the road, again, week number two, but this time they have to go to Carolina, not home game in Jacksonville. They did a number on Green Bay. People are scared now what's going on with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay and if he's already quit. But Carolina, I know, they only beat the Jets last week, but they are a three-point dog at home against New Orleans. And look, I like Sean Payton like the next person. Alvin Kamara is tremendous. They figure out how to do things. Jameis Winston had five TDs last week. Tyler, I got to tell you, I think Carolina covers that number. I'm not saying they're going to win outright. I'm just simply saying that plus three at home. I'm going with the Carolina Panthers to start things off.
It's a good pick. I mean, they, like you said, it was just the Jets, but they've been moving in the right direction. Matt Rhule has seemingly got this team to buy into a system and a scheme. And while they may not win the game, I think this is a close game. You know, you look at Jameis Winston's numbers last week. He threw five touchdowns, but he had like 190 yards passing.
They
didn't ask him to do a ton.
He did what he was supposed to do.
Made the plays when he needed to. That was a Packers team that wasn't prepared. I would not expect that again from them this week. But I like this pick. I think it is. It could be a very close game. I cannot believe this team has given anybody 6 points. But after the way that I watched their opponent play last week and get absolutely dismantled by a team that many thought may not win a game all season, I think I got to go this direction.
Mm.
And Teddy Bridgewater does a lot of things well. He doesn't excel really anywhere, but he does a lot of things well. He's very sound. He is very, he's accurate when he needs to be. He doesn't take a ton of bad shots. He protects the football, and he's got a ton of weapons around him. Urban Meyer is a horrendous coach in the NFL. Let me rephrase that. He's a great college coach. Horrendous NFL coach. I thought it was a terrible hire when they hired him. I'm not so sure they win many football games this year. And I know it's a lot of points being on the road. But the way that they performed last week, they showed me absolutely nothing. I'm going to take the Denver Broncos -6, even on the road.
Look at that. Jumping right out there. Guess what, Tyler? We got a head-to-head matchup here. Because I looked at this and said Urban Meyer is a joke. All the things that you just laid out, what in the world is going on? How did they lose to that team last week? But what I still saw was Trevor Lawrence, despite the fact that he had three interceptions, he still put up three touchdowns. He is a competitor, as you know, from your college football knowledge. That dude does not like to lose. Now, I don't know that they win this game, but they are home. This is a different type of excitement for them. Yes, Minshew Mania happened. They were all into it in Jacksonville. The Jacksonville fans, they loved them. Why? Because it was the first time, Tyler, that something positive had happened to that franchise, even with so many high picks. But with that being said, them coming home, having the weapons they do, LaVisca Chenault, Marvin Jones Jr., we've talked about all that. Tyler, I think they cover the number. Denver wins. But I think at home, despite Urban Meyer, they cover that number six.
Yeah, well, obviously, for all of the reasons I just mentioned, I don't like that pick, but we'll go head-to-head. We did so many times last season, and I think you got the better of me probably more than I did you. So look for Jacksonville to probably win that game outright at this point. I'm going to stay.
Well, I hope we make sure we do that on the DraftKings.
That line's probably pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to stay in the 1 o'clock games for my second game as well. This line is weird. Very, 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 very weird. I know that they are playing their first road game of the season. However, the Rams look like a freight train. And I know it's the Bears, and Andy Dalton stinks, and Justin Fields should be the quarterback, and Matt Nagy's a terrible coach. But that defense is really, really good. And Matt Stafford, they were running play actions that I've never seen Matt Stafford run before. He was going bootleg, throwing across the field and across his body. They looked unstoppable against the Chicago Bears in Week 1, and I really look forward to seeing how that game this season unfolds for the Rams. It's very weird to me that this is only a 3.5-point line, even though it is a road team. But you know what? The early weeks are for taking chances. We can build back up later. I'm going to take the Los Angeles Rams -3.5, even though they're on the road. Colts are very good. Let me take the Rams -3.5.
I like that one. Good choice, good selection right there. Let me move quickly through this one so we can make sure we get to our break on time. I'm going to Arizona. Minnesota, I was surprised at how they played last week, losing to Cincinnati. They made it to overtime but still lost to the Bengals. Arizona, though, on the other side, really smacking Tennessee, and I did not anticipate that one either. They are a 4-point home favorite to Minnesota, which tells me they're going to do the same thing to Minnesota again, because this is either going to be one of those deals where Arizona looks good through two and Minnesota simply looks bad, and we have a lot of questions going on where Mike Zimmer is now going to be on the hot seat. Kirk Cousins is going to be a topic of conversation, partially because of everything that, you know, the medical stuff that we talk about. I'm going Arizona with the 4 at home, starting off their home schedule against the Minnesota Vikings, Ty.
Yeah, I was thinking about that one as well. Again, 3.5 seems kind of strange for a team that just really kind of dismantled the Tennessee Titans. But
mine has it as 4.
You got it at 4?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
yours is 3.5, so we'll go with yours.
We'll go with 4. Actually, you know what? It just updated. It is 4.
It
as
is
well.
4, okay.
It seems strange that it's only 4, but I would tend to agree with you. I'm going to stay away from that game, although I would lean Arizona if you gave me the option. This is a make-or-break week for the Green Bay Packers. They got beaten bad, as we talked about, by the New Orleans Saints. They looked ill-prepared. Aaron Rodgers looked like he didn't want to be there. One of two things are going to happen. Green Bay is going to have a long season ahead of them, or Green Bay absolutely decimates the Detroit Lions. And Vegas telling me that they're giving them 12 points at home makes me believe that the latter is the case. I know it's a lot. You always hear me say, don't take a team getting double-digit points. I could see this being a rout and Detroit being in for a very, very long season after kind of an emotional game in Week 1 that they didn't win. Give me Green Bay -12.
Wow, nice little bounce back from Aaron Rodgers in the group.
Yeah, I think so. Or we're going to find out that Green Bay just has quit on the season. One of the two things you're going to
have. Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, good stuff. I ran with Arizona off the top of my head. Arizona, Jacksonville.
And Carolina. You went two dogs.
And you went with?
I went Denver, the Rams, and Green Bay.
Okay. We'll do this every Friday at 9:15 here on The Fanatic on our show as we run every Monday through Friday until 10 o'clock. All right. Final segment on the other side. You get more Tyler Zuli at 9:45 with the leftovers. And we have some time for you, as always, 610-632-0975. Fan Fest is tomorrow. Eagles, Sunday. We got a busy weekend. We're talking about both as we close out the final segment right here on this Football Friday on The Fanatic, which is brought to you by Pump Man Philly. If you need a water pump expert for your facility, contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. Right here, final segment, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens, 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
.9 32 97.5 The Fanatic final segment.
610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you. Tyler Zuli, leftovers at 945. Just to kind of set things up or let you know where we were. First of all, the Phillies 2-1, top of the seventh. Currently with a man on first, one out. See if they can walk away with this win and start the weekend off right. Put themselves in a good position to, once again, take this series this weekend and possibly catch up to the Atlanta Braves. The Braves tonight are in San Francisco. All right, so don't know what's going to happen, clearly, but that is encouraging there in San Francisco. You take care of business yourself against the Mets. They'll keep falling behind you a little bit. And then you have the Braves in San Fran. So we'll keep an eye on that throughout the weekend as well. Washington doesn't matter, but San Diego and St. Louis, the Cardinals are leading the Padres 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth right now. And with the Phillies, again, if they win and the Braves lose, they'll be two games back of the Atlanta Braves, the wild card. We talked about the Padres and the Cardinals. The Cardinals right now have a half a game up on the Padres, so they will go full game up on them. And the Reds at this time are leading the Dodgers 3-0 in the bottom of the eighth. All right, so do your work, Phillies. Do your work. Hold on to this one. Top of the seventh, one out, man on first. Get another insurance run or two. That would be nice. Get another insurance run or two. All right. The Phillies, the Birds we were talking about, simply like we do every Friday, how do you get it done? What are you focused on? Who's going to be the star of the game in order for them to win? What's the key? For me, the key was to focus on making sure that the offensive linemen, specifically your two tackles in Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata, handle their business against D. Ford and Bosa, because we know that they are a handful and they are problematic. If they do their job against them, they really position yourself. We've had people call in about stopping George Kittle. He has to be the focus, making sure that the corners do their part against Deebo Samuel so he doesn't go off again for 189 like he did against the Detroit Lions last week. There are so many things that have to go well for the Birds. It's up to them to do it. It's up to them. Dictate how things are going to go. Fantastic. Dictate how things are going to go. Maybe they walk away 2-0. Right? We also ask people who are going to FanFest tomorrow. I was curious. Why? Why FanFest? What makes FanFest so special for you that you want to come and hang out with us every single year when we have this get together to shut down the summer? A little later this year, but we shut down the summer, but all of you show up. You want the tickets. You can't wait to get the tickets. Even if you have to go a little extra mile to get the tickets, you do it. And we were just curious as to why people make sure that they want to come out and hang out with us. Heard some good stories, like one where our caller called in and said he got rushed on the stage with AI because he got caught up in the crowd as AI was coming through to get up on the stage to be introduced. Our last Fan Fest 2 years ago, and he was on the stage until they figured out that he shouldn't have been on the stage. And that was an experience for him. And then he ran into DeSean Jackson, who was next up. So that was pretty cool to hear. Just some good stories and great reasons why people come to hang out with us. We know why we want to hang out with you, because we appreciate you. I was curious why you want to come hang out with us every year and just giving us some stories. So that's been fun as well. So look, it's great to get ready for this next one, and we will see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Xfinity Live. Or when we pull up and we see you in the parking lot, we'll see you there as well. So be careful again. Temple football is at Lincoln Financial Field as a 12 o'clock kickoff, right, Ty? 12 o'clock?
Yep.
So we might run into some activity down there. So make sure you give yourself enough time to get there and navigate to the parking lot so you can get inside
and get ready for FanFest, all right? All right, let's get to one more phone call, and then we'll get ready for Tyler Zuli at 9:45 with his leftovers. We go to our friend Dave in North Philly. What's up, Dave?
Yo, what's up, man? It's been too long.
It has been.
And everybody that saw me tonight did not want to see my get serving penis, and I'm getting them. But these are some bad people, man. You look at the paperwork on these people, what they be doing, stealing money, hit and run, DWI.
Oh, with your work?
Yeah. I'm looking at the name.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I get around.
Well, I'm glad you're able to get out here and give us a call before you start the weekend off, man. What you think of the Birds? Oh, you always have great points on the Birds. What did you think?
I hadn't been calling it because the preseason hurt me because I just couldn't see what I needed to see. The coach really impressed me because he put Gamo in at crutch time and he performed. Yeah. I liked that he didn't, you know, it wasn't everything he's been saying, though, he's not going to stick to a script. If this works, if this player works, you put him in, you make it happen, you know, not being, you know, inflexible. So he started off with me on the right foot with that. I also like the fact that the young players that they got on the field and they actually got a chance to perform because clearly, I'll be honest, I don't care what Hurts does. I'm not three first-round picks potentially. I'm not trying to use none of that on the quarterback, load up on the team because, I mean, maybe I think differently. You can find a quarterback. If push come to shove, you load up with the first-round picks and you load up and you get the right players, the next year the quarterback still stinks, you're going to have a high pick anyway, get your quarterback done.
And if he's good enough and you build the team defensively, you add some more talent over there, some more seasoning for the young players on the offensive side, you might just simply be talking about all you need them to do is just manage the game the right way, and they still win games because of how good the defense is.
Plus, it's twofold. You get a lot. You get that influx of blue chip talent that's cheap.
Yes, sir.
Now you're talking about if you do have to, I mean, I don't think the Watson situation is going to work with all his legal stuff, but in the event that you needed to go get that guy and he's going to be $30 million, $35 million a year, you won't be like the Dallas Cowboys. You'll be able to, you know, fit him under the salary cap and still maneuver over the next 2 or 3 years. And another thing that potentially could happen, I wouldn't have done it for Julio Jones, but there may be a disgruntled 26-year-old stud player at whatever position that then you have the ammunition to take that first-round pick and lock him in, and if Hurts is the guy, you potentially say, I mean, I wouldn't want to do it with a wide receiver, but just as an example, if you can get the 26-year-old T.O. and you pair him with the rookie quarterback, that's kind of what Donovan didn't get. Even Carson, to a certain degree. I mean, they invested the first-round picks, but Aguilar, Matthews, none of those guys were the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I would figure, but I know what they're going to do. It's going to be defensive linemen, offensive linemen, and probably corner. If they get three first-round picks, that's probably what's going to happen.
All right, and what do you think about this?
Definitely defensive end. I just, you know, you just look at the thing. They may look at it and say, we got, you know, Brandon Graham, you know, he's older. You got two guys, Sweat and Barnett. Barnett's underperformed, and Sweat could be up for a contract. Well, they're both up for contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They could say, screw it, we got a nice pick. We'll replace you with, you know, a 22-year-old guy. Start from scratch.
Oh, no doubt, man, no doubt. We even talked about that with Miles Sanders as well. But listen, man, what do you have for tomorrow? What's your prediction? I mean, Sunday, what's your prediction?
I need to see more. I think I don't think they're going to embarrass themselves. I don't see any blowouts or anything like that. I think the 49ers are a beatable team, but I got to give credit to their defense. Their defense is proven, and we're still trying to get our sea legs together. I think we lose maybe by 3 points, maybe a touchdown, but I don't see them being embarrassed. I see it being a situation where they're building on something. And you know, you can kind of look at this point, you know, with the injury situations to the division, 3-4 more weeks if they can tread water. I'm saying, yo, we got the division.
I know. And that's something we brought up earlier. Listen, Dave, good to hear from you, man. Don't be a stranger. I know you're busy, but we'll talk to you next time down the road, man. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And on Twitter, we have our friend here on Twitter. Let me see quickly. Oh, there we go. Karate Mark. There it is. Says, what up, Devon and Tyler? Why do I go to FanFest every year? Legit. I like you guys. See you tomorrow, fellas.
That's pretty cool.
We appreciate it, man. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for sure. We'll see you tomorrow for sure. Let me see. We have one more. Scott mentioned... All right, one thing that just occurred to me since Devon mentioned Temple traffic is, will people have to pay for parking because there's a game going on then? Didn't think of it much until now. I don't think so.
I don't know the answer to that question, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I would imagine somebody's going to be directing traffic.
But even if you did, just make sure you have some, you know, your card or your, you know.
Bring your ticket.
A couple of funds and, yeah, bring your ticket. And they know you're not trying to park for the Temple game. You're going to FanFest. Show your ticket on your phone. And you'll be all good. So yeah, I think you'll be fine. I really do think you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I was just saying that as far as traffic-wise, I didn't want everybody to get caught up in the traffic. So just be careful. And that was my thing in general. Not the paying, because...
I don't think we ever have, right?
We've never had it. It's always been free parking. Always been free parking. But, well, no, it's not but, because we've always had at least one week one of college football season. Or the Phillies have been, I think the Phillies were there once at an afternoon game across the street, I believe.
Yeah, because we usually try to pick a weekend that's not, but I've got to imagine it did it at some point, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think there was one because we had people who were dressed up ready to go across the street as well that were Phil's fans and wanted to go hang out with us and then make their way across the street also. So, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I don't. But I don't know that answer either. I don't. I'm trying to be a little optimistic and say that you don't have to worry about that. So we'll see everybody there tomorrow. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, you have the Fine Line. At 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, following us here on The Fanatic. And it is 9:45. It's the final one of the week. Unless he has something for tomorrow when we hang out.
Whoa. At
Live Casino and Hotel
Saturday
Philadelphia.
Leftovers?
Saturday leftovers.
Well, we didn't do it Tuesday. We might have to make up for it. We'll have to let Dylan and Dan Fritz know tomorrow.
If you have some leftovers.
Yeah, we might have some leftovers.
We might not.
FanFest leftovers.
We'd be so busy. Yeah, exactly. So, what you got, man?
All right, let's start in college football. And LSU and Caesars Sportsbook announced today that they have entered into a multi-year sponsorship agreement, making Louisiana's flagship state university the first in the SEC to enter a financial partnership with a gambling company. According to sources familiar with the situation, the value will be multiple million dollars. Right now, there's no plans to place a sportsbook in Tiger Stadium or the other LSU game venues. However, they do have naming rights to the to signage and things like that. They will get naming rights for the Caesars Sportsbook Skyline Club at Tiger Stadium. And that'll begin this weekend when they take on Central Michigan. Caesar also recently bought the naming rights for the Superdome, home of the Saints. So Caesars is starting to kind of build a conglomerate monopoly, if you will, in the state of Louisiana for gambling.
It's happening, Tyler. It is happening. Now that we have these NILs, they're opening the floodgates up now. It's going to happen where you see all this stuff now start to trickle in where... That was a no-no for college sports. It's happening now.
Yeah, and not only for the players,
won't be able to stop it,
coaches, but it seems like schools are going
to take advantage of it. Yeah, at this point, you already do it anyway. First of all, the games are on these betting sites.
Right. I mean, you and I talk about it all the time. Who do you like tonight?
LSU. Okay.
There you go. I wouldn't bet LSU much this year.
I'm
but
just saying.
You get the point.
There you go.
Let's go to the NHL next, as Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly said earlier this week. That the NHL expects 98% of the players to be fully vaccinated by the start of the season. That means the league only projects to be about 10 to 15 of the roughly 700 players will not be vaccinated by the start of October 12th. Here's the thing for those 10 to 15 players. Teams will be able to suspend unvaccinated players without pay if they can't participate in hockey activity as part of the protocol, which could include games in Canada because of, you know, border transfer and going from country to country and things like that. Fully vaccinated players, however, will have any of their COVID-19 positive diagnoses treated as hockey injuries and will still be paid. Also, unvaccinated players will have their movement restricted when they are on the road. Testing will still occur regularly for vaccinated players as well. As of right now, we know four teams, Calgary, Toronto, Carolina, and your Philadelphia Flyers, are 100% vaccinated or will be soon heading into the season.
Well, as we have all said, we just hope that everyone stays safe, stays responsible. Clearly, we want everyone to be vaccinated so you are safe because we think it works. Now, look, you know, we're not trying to get into the whole thing. Was that Frank's story? I think that was Frank Saravalli's story. Frank's a friend.
Yes.
He was told that. So always great work by Frank to unearth that and get that information because it is very important to know that when it comes to the NHL season. We'll see how it affects the NFL season once they get started. The NBA said that they were not, right, testing players once the season gets started. But they do have some things where if you are unvaccinated, I think you have to have two tests on game day, two negative tests on game days, one on practice days, something like that. So still impacting, as we know.
Yesterday's football game was intriguing. I wouldn't call it a great game, but it was certainly an important game for one Taylor Heinicke because he got himself a nice payday with the game-winning field goal by Dustin Hopkins. Taylor Heinicke registered both at least 60% of the offensive snaps and Washington getting a victory. In his contract, he has his clause. If both of those incentives are hit within any particular game, he gets $125,000 signing bonus incentive for each time that happens. So with the win and playing more than 60% of the offensive snaps, Taylor Heinicke just got a nice little paycheck for $125,000.
I think he's going to get a few more.
I think so.
I don't know if that changes anything as far as how he helps them win the division or anything, but I think he does get a few more wins.
Some nice pay for
sure. And a couple more $100,000 deals. So I don't think he gets 10, but
get eight. Eight is $1 million.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
All right, one final story here outside of the world of sports. There's been a lot going on with the who's going to be the host of Jeopardy after the passing of Alex Trebek. Well, one of the candidates who was not initially selected was Reading Rainbows, of course, LeVar Burton, mm-hmm. who many mm-hmm. wanted but was not selected. He now has said he no longer is interested. He said he appreciates the offer and the time and the consideration to maybe be the host now that things have gone a little bit awry for who was initially selected. But he said, quote, "The crazy thing is that when you set your sights on something, they say be careful of what you wish for, because what I found out is that it wasn't the thing that I wanted after all." He wow. added that the opportunities that have come his way after being rejected are actually something that he's never really dreamed of or always has dreamed of, never thought might be a reality. So it seems like whatever's next for LeVar Burton is going to actually be better than the Jeopardy hosting position would have been.
That's pretty cool. And yeah, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you get locked into something, it doesn't work out because you eventually realize that that wasn't something that you actually wanted to do.
So no answer just yet on who is going to be the next host of the...
Isn't it right now
replacement
host? Ken Jennings and Maya Bialik, they're going to share the duties right now?
But nothing's been made official.
Yeah.
But I can promise you that it will not be LeVar Burton.
Okay, you got it.
And that, Devon, are our leftovers for Friday.
And we thank everybody, of course, for checking in with us. We always have a blast hanging out with you during the week and talking all these sports, having these fun side topics, just talking life in general. And we will thank you tomorrow when we see you at FanFest at Xfinity Live tomorrow. It's finally here. After all these times we've been talking about it, telling you about Jim Curtin and Brian Dawkins, Charlie Manuel, and Tyrese Maxey, we finally get to see you. So everybody have a great night. Be safe tonight and be safe driving tomorrow. Let's get ready. We're going to have some fun tomorrow at Xfinity Live. So Tyler, great work as always. So for Tyler, I'm Devon Givens. We'll catch you tomorrow at FanFest and then after for the after party show at Live starting at 4. Have a good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.